SBS Radio.
Welcome to SBS Punjabi show, Jason. First of all, congratulations on your success. How does it feel to be at this stage in your cricket career?
Yeah, it's been really good. I'm really enjoying it so far. I mean, it's been a pretty crazy 12 months, and now I'm really looking forward to the next sort of stage of my career.
Going back to the beginning of your career, it must have been a lot of hard work to get to this stage. What do you attribute your success to?
I think my main thing was my parents. They always sort of, my dad especially, always, you know, making sure I trained a fair bit, and mum taking me everywhere. As I said, yeah, it's been a really big 12 months. It's been really, really quick as well. A lot of stuff have happened since then. And I've really enjoyed the journey. And as I said, I'm really looking forward to the next stage of my career. But of course, my parents always, you know, looking after me and making sure I was always good, and all my coaches and all my friends for the support as well.
Let's talk about your recent tour to Dubai, where you played in under-19s. How was that experience?
Yeah, it was amazing, especially for me, who I'm only 16, to play with under-19-year-olds, and obviously versus other countries as well. That was really special. I found that was a really good experience. You know, to travel somewhere like Dubai, where it's pretty good over there, and obviously with people that my teammates. So, you know, I really enjoyed the experience there, and hopefully I can do it again sometime soon.
And I also know that you scored a century against Pakistan in the ODI over there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a big achievement in itself. Congratulations for that.
Yeah, thanks. No, it was good. I mean, I sort of came in a tough situation, and luckily I did my best. And more importantly, you know, we end up beating Pakistan that game. So, you know, it was a good win.
That's good. So, you are predominantly a batsman, or would you describe yourself as an all-rounder?
I'd probably like to call myself more of a batting sort of all-rounder.
Mm.
So, but I guess I sort of be looked at more as a batsman. But I mean, yeah, I'll probably call myself a batting all-rounder.
So, are you following the T20 World Cup these days?
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best to watch it. I mean, they start pretty late.
Yeah, that's right.
On the TV, but I mean, yeah, I always do my best to try and see what the scores are.
So, looking at the teams that are playing at the moment, what do you think? Which are the teams to look out for at the moment?
I mean, I guess you always got to sort of be a bit worried about, I guess, India and their home country. I mean, I think the last World Cup was the normal World Cup back in 2010. It might have been. When India won it as well. So, I mean, I think India's generally a pretty strong team there. I mean, I'm always going to try and back Australia as well. I mean, we've got some good players, and I think Australia will do really well over there, considering how they go. And I think New Zealand as well, they've showed how, you know, they've improved so much in the last couple of years, and I reckon they're a pretty strong team. So I probably reckon those three are probably the stronger ones.
And any particular player that inspires you?
At the moment, probably, you know, the likes of Virat Kohli. I think the way about he goes about his business and the way he bats is, you know, it's pretty crazy. And it's probably why he's one of the best batsmen in the world. You know, everything he does and how he controls the game and how he, you know, takes a game forward is something that is really special.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. He's doing really well, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Look, he's a class player, and I mean, a lot of the batsmen doing really well over there, but I really do enjoy watching him bat, and, you know, he's a very good player, and I think he's going to be one of India's greats.
That's right. Let's talk about the camp that you are at the moment. So this is a pro camp, and that has been organised at the Bupa National Cricket Centre in Brisbane. And you are amongst the other 20 promising players in the country. So what happens at this camp? Is a camp for 4 days, I believe?
Yeah, so it's we flew in on Monday night, and we trained Tuesday, Wednesday, and last game on Thursday. So obviously at the camp, you know, there'll be some state sort of identification managers here, and they'll give out rookie contracts to people they believe that deserve one. So obviously all the boys here, we're just trying to push a spot and maybe try and get a rookie contract with our own state. If not with our own state, maybe another state might pick us up. So, you know, it's a bit of a wide variety of a lot of skills, putting our, you know, skills to the test, a little bit of sort of like physio screening, making sure, you know, how we move and everything is and obviously just talking about our education as well, and making sure we're staying on top. If cricket doesn't work out, we've got something to fall back on as well. So it's a pretty good sort of setup here. It's the first time they're doing it this year, and yeah, I've been really enjoying it.
That's good. Sounds like a pretty important camp to me. How is your preparation going at the moment?
Yeah, pretty good. I thought I've been doing pretty well here. Obviously, you've got to just give your best. So, yep. You know, hopefully they can see what you're really made of. Leading up to the camp, obviously, training hard and making sure that I had all my basics covered, making sure that I was doing the right things, you know, batting, bowling, fielding, making sure I covered all the boxes.
Yeah.
And, just making sure that all my preparations, my diet, my recovery was always, you know, up to scratch. So, I mean, that will play a part when you come in. You know, if you've ticked all the boxes, then the rest will just take care of itself.
That's very true. You have to take care and give it your best. That's all you can do. Now, you mentioned that they also look at your education and other options just in case one thing doesn't work out. So what are you doing at the moment? Are you in high school?
Yeah, so I'm currently in year 11.
Yeah.
So just doing my school in Newcastle at the moment. So I'm the second youngest here. A lot of these guys are in university now, and some of them have just finished year 12. So it is a pretty big age gap.
Yeah. You know, does it ever get intimidating?
No. You can't really try and think this is a bit intimidating. I mean, I played with some of these guys in the under-19s team over with Dubai, and I think when, you know, the bowler's running in and you're about to face someone, you got to sort of switch that, you know, I'm not 16 anymore, I'm, you know, I'm 19, 20. So,
yeah,
obviously back with my education. Look, obviously trying to finish school and do as much as I can, making sure my assignments are up to date, and obviously we'll just see what happens from there. But of course I want to go to university and make sure there's something always to fall back on.
That's good to know. Now, what are your, obviously you would like to further yourself in the cricketing career. What is your ultimate goal?
I think I just want to take it one step at a time. I mean, my ultimate goal right now is probably to get a rookie contract. If I can get a contract, you know, that'd be something that I've always wished for since I was young. Then obviously from there, making sure I can try and maybe break into the New South Wales Blues team. I'll be in the squad, but, you know, to actually play with the Blues team, and then obviously to do well then, you know, maybe one day to represent Australia. But right now, obviously the ultimate goal is to get a contract.
That's good. Look, all the best. You sound confident, and we believe that you have it in you. So all the best at the camp. Now, before we let you go, would you like to send out any message to the other aspiring cricketers that are younger than you, those cricketers who look up to you? What would you like to tell them?
I always keep training hard. You know, you can never get enough training, and always make sure you take as much as you can in, and always listen to your parents. You know, your parents are the smartest things I found out, so I thank them very much.
That's so good to know, Jason. Thank you so much for talking to us, and all the best at the camp and for your future. We wish you all the best, and sounds like you've got everything in control, so all the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.